Hello, my name is Sean Jones, and I'm so excited to be at Civitella. I will be reading one poem from my poetry book, Date of Birth. I will be reading The Undertow. The Undertow. I keep going back in the ocean to throw another child up on the jetty, but I can't swim, but I can't stop myself. Everything I do is in response to my father's death. Grief and guilt are my buoyancy. In 1991, he died of a heroin overdose in an America that didn't care about him. I am angry. I stay angry, even when I am laughing. My dad came to me for prayer, admitted to slipping back, tugged my hand toward the floor. We kneeled like children in a prayer book, elbows on the cushion of a blue sofa. He thought my faith had power. Thought my God had answers. So after his death, I set out to prove that we are not powerless. I parented my children under the weight of this grief, taught kids to read, wrote until my vision blurred, danced like I was trying to get rid of something. I am tired. I stay tired. But not one day will go by without me trying to swim in an ocean that has tried to drown me many times. The first time, I was 5. My father was getting high under the boards. I strolled off in a red bikini with a teal pail full of seashells and sand. I walked out too far. Waves twisted me like seaweed. The ocean was ready to receive me like coral. A lifeguard reached his hand down, yanked me up by my braids, and flipped me into the boat with such force he bruised my back. It is one of the greatest acts of love I have ever known. He did not love me, but I think he loved life, and maybe he loved children or humanity. It didn't matter that I was brown. That is how I want America to love me. That is how I wanted America to love my father. Whenever I get angry at white America, I think of that lifeguard, his pink lips over mine, breathing breath into my lungs, pale hands compressing my chest, my ribs cracking till I spit out an African knifefish flapping without fins. Now every day I grab a brown child, I realize we're both afraid of the same water. But I must pretend I know what I'm doing. And sometimes after a long day of throwing child after child up on the jetty, I want to stop moving. Let the ocean have me. With one hand up, eyes wide open.